Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Paula Poundstone has the lead, Peter. She has 4 points. Adam Felber has 3. Mo Rocca has 2.
All right. Mo, you are in third place, so you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill in the blank. This week, a court in Iraq reduced the sentence of a journalist convicted of throwing a blank at President Bush.
Shoe.
Right. Stocks surged on Thursday when blank announced $3 billion in earnings for the first quarter.
Oh, no, it's got to be a bank. It's got to be a bank, and it's got to be Bank of America.
Wells Fargo, sorry. A Syrian man was arrested in Turkey last week and charged with plotting to assassinate blank.
Barack Obama.
Right. Vice President Joe Biden, former President George Bush, and Senator Ted Kennedy were among those who opened baseball season by blanking.
Throwing the first pitch.
Right. A congressional ethics committee began an investigation into Representative Jesse Jackson Jr.'s ties to blank.
To Rod Blagojevich.
Right. Public radio station KRCC announced that everyone who donates early before the pledge drive will receive a blank as a thank you gift.
A visit from Peter Sagal?
No. Who would pledge for that? A pair of squirrel underpants. For the first time, the entire catalog of music by the Blanks has been remastered. It will go on sale on September 9th.
The Beatles.
Right. An Ohio man was charged with drunk driving after he crashed his blank on the highway.
Zamboni.
His motorized bar stool. Kyle Weigley had his bar stool tricked out with tires, small engine, a steering wheel. Police say he had gotten up to 20 miles an hour when he wiped out.
Not eating enough bacon.
Apparently. He had consumed approximately 15 beers when he decided to take the stool out to the open road and see what it could do. Carl, how did Mo do in our quiz?
Mo had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. She now has 12 points, and Mo has taken the lead.
Well done. All right. Adam, you're up next. Fill in the blank. Vice President Joe Biden said that blank was dead wrong when he claimed the Obama administration had made the country less safe.
Dick Cheney.
Right. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev told President Obama he was open to severe punishments for Iran over its blank program.
Nuclear.
Right. On the heels of the peanut recall, the FDA warned against eating blanks because of possible salmonella contamination.
Pistachio nuts.
Right. The North Carolina Tar Heels, President Obama's pick, won the blank on Monday night.
The NCAA Final Four, the championship,
yeah.
Of the NCAA with the divisions.
Yes,
and the
yes. The LA Times reported that a sick sea turtle came ashore in the Florida Keys and blanked.
Vomited.
No, checked herself into the world's only sea turtle hospital.
Oh.
True story. France's anti-doping agency said cyclist blank violated their rules by not fully cooperating with a drug tester.
Lance Armstrong.
Right. An Arizona teenager who was boasting to his friends about stealing a car stereo got busted when blank.
When it was determined that he had stolen it from a police car.
No, when his cell phone pocket dialed the police.
Ah, yes.
Bad luck. When the 16-year-old started bragging to his friends about the awesome car stereo he'd just stolen, no one was more unimpressed than his cell phone, which somehow activated in his pocket and called 911. Police listened in. They tracked the cell phone. They arrived just in time to relieve the thief of both the stereo and his inflated sense of pride.
Yeah.
Carl, how did Adam do on our quiz?
Adam had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 13 points, and Adam has taken the lead.
All right. Here is a question I love asking. How many does Paula need to win?
5 correct answers.
All right, Paula, you up for it?
Yeah.
Here we go. Paul, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. A federal judge dismissed corruption charges against former Alaska Senator Blank on Tuesday.
Sarah Palin.
Not
yet. Alaska Senator Stevens.
Well, I don't know, Carl. What do you think?
She said Palin.
She did.
All right.
Thousands of supporters.
I know where you live.
Thousands of supporters of a Shiite cleric gathered in Baghdad to mark the 6-year anniversary of the fall of Blank.
The 6-year anniversary?
Yeah.
Of Saddam Hussein?
Yeah. Oprah Winfrey was among those who turned out in the hopes of convincing organizers to bring the blanks to Chicago in 2016.
Olympics.
Right. President Obama invited close friends and staff to a private Seder to mark blank.
Passover.
Yeah, well, what else? Officials in Denver are asking local teens not to use their Axe body spray as a blank.
To use their Axe body spray as a weapon?
As a flamethrower, in fact.
Well.
A 7-member congressional delegation visited Cuba where they met with blank.
Fidel Castro.
Right, and Raul Castro. Developers in Nashua, New Hampshire held an open house Sunday at an old casket company they've turned into a blank.
Restaurant.
No, an old folks home.
Oh, man!
Yikes! A helicopter rescue team responded to a 911 call about screams heard in a forest in Germany. They arrived and found blank.
A guy laughing.
Exactly right. He was laughing at a book, in fact, he was reading. Police rushed into the forest, surrounded Roland Hoffman. They demanded that he give himself up and release his hostage, by which we can only assume they meant the book, whose name is being withheld to protect its privacy. Explained one embarrassed officer afterwards, and this is true, he said this, quote, "We realize that people think the sound of Germans laughing is unusual, but we're sure the caller meant well," unquote. Carl, did Paula do...
So comical.
A German police officer said,
"That monkey is so curious. The things he gets up to."
Carl, did Paula do well enough to win?
Well, Paula needed 5 correct answers to win, Peter, and she had 5 correct answers. So, with
14
points, Paula Poundstone is this week's champion.
What are the odds?